Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. I'm Andy White and I'm joined by...
Felice.
And I'm also joined by Jerry White, SEO Technical Director of Site Visibility.
Hi.
We're talking to Jerry today about international SEO and what companies need to know about it. So, Jerry, are you all right just to give us a little intro?
Yeah, absolutely. So international SEO is a big topic at the moment because loads of websites and companies are trying to kind of target more of the European, the and also the growing markets from China through to Australasia, through to anywhere else that, you know, they're trying to target. And it sometimes seems quite a lot simpler. You just have to translate your content and that's as far as you need to do. But actually, there seems to be a lot more to it nowadays. The great topic, basically, is localization versus translation.
Yeah.
And that's where I think things become much, much more interesting. One of the things that I've sort of spotted is the fact that companies tend to translate their websites and not look at the difference in the actual audience. So, for instance, do they actually take credit cards? Do they take the same kind of, do they expect a different kind of postage delivery? Do they expect very, very different things? Germans, for instance, do they expect a different kind of guarantee to people in the UK? Do they use a totally different social network, for instance? And the thing that I've kind of found most interesting recently, because I come from the technical side, is also how to make sure that the right content surfaces, because invariably Google will get it wrong. And we've been using something called hreflang on a number of clients before, and it works very, very effectively at times.
Okay, so tell us a little bit more about hreflang. How does it actually work?
So hreflang allows you to kind of say this. For this particular country and this particular language, this is the right content. It's very similar to the canonical tag, which everybody knows and loves, but it'll allow you to kind of say this and this content is basically the same page but translated. It allows you to also sort of say the regional versions of it. For instance, the Mexican Spanish, very similar to Spain's Spanish, but maybe the subtle differences and you want to surface one in particular area. And it will allow you to do it at that granular level. So it does work very, very effectively.
Okay, and do you know that are many companies using it at the moment?
Not so many yet, because it's relatively new. It's only a year or two old, and people have been trialing it. Because you can do it in sitemaps, you can't always tell when companies are doing it very well unless you look within the sitemaps. But yeah, some companies are starting to do it. There's a few football companies and a few retailers are doing it. But generally, I haven't yet seen very many implementations of it.
Okay, so this is about the difference between just presenting the content in the native language and actually taking into account the almost cultural differences and expectations of the audience.
A great country for this is Canada. They've got multiple languages, but a lot of it is similar kind of information. One thing that they would like is like the French version for the French and the English version for the English. But equally, it's North America, so they don't want the same as the French copy, which might have subtle differences in what they provide and how they supply it, and even the versions and things like that. So that's why hreflang is really, really useful. You can tell Google that, you know, at a certain level, all of the Spanish goes to this page, but then, you, as you say, you can kind of dig down into a much more granular level. And Google will always surface the best content it can. Google's quite good at that generally. And it actually looks at the language that's set on your computer rather than just the language that it thinks it should provide to you. So it tends to help people quite a lot more than people realize.
So if a website owner wanted to see how their site may be currently displaying in other countries, is there an easy way for them to do that?
Yeah, historically, we'd use proxies and we're trying to figure out ways of doing it. But we found a great website recently called iSearchFrom. And this allows you just to kind of go, I want to search from a particular country. And you can even override the language. So I might, for instance, want to look in Switzerland and say, I search using German. And it allows you to search from that country, that language, and see what the results are. And it's often surprising. We've often found that the results we'd expected aren't the results we get.
How does this work with, I mean, traditionally, you know, Google, a lot of websites just implement or install Google Translate to change the language of the page, depending on where you are. How does the hreflang that you're talking about work better than the Google tools?
So Google's quite happy with people using Google Translate for a lot of things, but it isn't really the best approach. Sometimes translation will go wrong. We've seen many, many cases where things will be slightly misinterpreted. And using automatic translations, it doesn't always lead to a correctly, what's the word for it? It's not a literal translation, it's a direct translation. The other side of it is the fact that many companies do translate their web pages rather than localize it. And that's led to some comedic events. Like we've all seen the web page where it says, I'm out of the office at the moment. And there's even a sign in Wales, which basically says, yeah, for translations, please send this to such and such. And that's actually a famous road sign in Wales.
So is that where someone's submitted a phrase to be translated? They've got someone's out of office,
yep.
And they've used that.
And they've cut and pasted it on.
Because yeah. Obviously they don't speak the language.
Yeah. There are other more humorous answers, but I can't really tell them on this podcast.
Yes, you get these people that put it through Translate a few times, don't they, for a few cycles and just get complete rubbish out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's not always, not every word has a direct equivalent, does it? In different languages, you...
One thing it will try and do is translate names as well. So if you've got a name like White, for instance, great name, it will try and translate that, of course.
Right. So, of course, so specific names or product names, you've got, nouns that it will try and translate that. So again, you're losing. It just makes sense.
So we would become Jerry Blanc and Andy Blanc.
Exactly.
If we were translated to French. Yeah.
Yeah.
So with obviously everything that this does, it all sounds really good. But how easy is it for website owners to implement something like that?
Actually, the hreflang is really simple to implement, at least on a small level. It's basically a single line of metadata, the same as the canonical tag. And as long as you're doing it to a few countries, that's quite easy as a trial. If you want to do a more advanced implementation, you can do the same like an XML sitemap. And that, again, is quite easy to do. It just requires you to be fairly confident in something like Excel. And you can put it together fairly easily yourself. Failing that, then of course you get in touch with a really good SEO agency.
Nice little plug there at the end. So obviously it sounds pretty simple to implement. For those of us that perhaps aren't so au fait with the coding side of things, is there a place we can point people to for a starting point, somewhere maybe Google's normally pretty good at having how-to guides on these things?
Yeah, Google's got full support on it, or they tell you all about how to do it, the advice is on how to do it and how not to do it. And yeah, the only more challenging part is the ISO codes, which I always go to Wikipedia for because it's the best place I can find to list every single country's Wikipedia ISO codes. The other thing, of course, in Webmaster Tools is the fact it tells you how many impressions you're getting in the particular languages in the different countries. And that's a great starting point to see if it's worth going down this route, kind of seeing if other countries are actually interested in your products.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So I'm guessing, your website's still visible. Mm-hmm. In those countries already.
Yep.
So understanding if people are coming, making that decision if it's worth it. Because I assume it's a fair amount of investment in terms of getting the pages actually all translated properly.
Absolutely.
In the first instance, so you've got the version you want to show.
Yeah, translation is often the more expensive part because, as I say, it's not just the straight translation. It's making sure that you get somebody who's local to the country that can actually make sure that the subtle nuances are very, very important. I mean, we've all done conversion rate optimization in English, where we know that changing the words just a little bit will make a big difference. And of course, if you're doing that kind of thing for 20, 30 different countries, that's when, of course, things get really expensive. So starting with the right kind of text where there isn't a subtle joke hidden away in there that you don't really understand might be a great sort of starting point.
Well, that's really good. Well, thank you for that. I think when we obviously once the podcast goes live, we'll include some links to some of those resources in the description. And if anyone's got any questions, do come back to us and maybe we'll do a follow-up in a few weeks.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jerry. So thanks for listening, everyone. It's sitevisibility.com/impodcast if you want to find us on the web. The email address for questions is podcast@sitevisibility.com, and the telephone line is +44 1273 256 150 if you want to leave a voice question. And also please review us on iTunes and rate us if you feel so inclined. So that's all from us today. That's goodbye from me, Andy White.
Goodbye from me, Felice.
And from me, Jerry White.
Until next time on Internet Marketing.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.